Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. Couple announcements. Some Pardes faculty members will be speaking, and I urge you to check them out if you're in the right town at the right time. First is that Rabbi Michael Hatton will be speaking, and he'll be in the United States in College Park, Maryland on Tuesday, April 21st. He'll also be in Chicago on Friday, April 24th, and will be speaking, in addition to Friday, April 24th, also on Saturday, April 25th. The details are in the notes for this show, which are available both from iTunes and also on the website podcasts.pardesusa.org. Also, Dr. Aviva Zornberg, a faculty member at Pardes, will be crisscrossing the United States in April and May, giving a series of lectures starting on April 22nd in New York City. And from there, she'll be speaking in Los Angeles, Berkeley, Palo Alto, Santa Rosa, San Francisco, Los Angeles again, Claremont, Dallas, Texas, Boston, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, and then headed back through New York and Riverdale in late May. Details and a complete schedule are also available via the show notes. And last announcement is that Dr. Daniel Gordas, his new book is out. I urge you to check it out and to purchase it. It's entitled Saving Israel, How the Jewish State Can Win a War That May Never End. He'll be speaking about the book and signing copies at Pardes in Jerusalem on Thursday, April 23rd. And you can check out the details for that also as part of the show notes. This week, Chag Sameach, as Pesach continues, and we're delighted to have a talk by Rabbi Daniel Landis on Shmini. Rabbi Daniel Landis is the Rosh HaYeshiva and director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landis.
Thank you, Larry. This parsha of Shmini starts with those of us who are sensitive, and we're made sensitive by our commentators. Starts with some foreboding. The verse says, "Vayhi b'yom hashmini, kara Moshe l'Aharon u'vanav u'ziknei Yisrael." And it was, or came to pass on the eighth day. This is the dedication of the temple, of the sanctuary, I should say, of the Mishkan. And it came to pass on the eighth day, Moshe called out to Aharon, Aaron, and to his sons, that means the sons of Aaron, Ulziknei Yisrael, and to the elders of Zion, or I should say, the elders of Israel. What have I been reading? The elders of Israel. And he calls out to them. And the reason why there's some foreboding and is that the term Vayihi, and it came to pass, is one of those terms that's a little term in Hebrew, but it packs a wallop. It always refers to either a time of great misfortune or a time sometimes of rejoicing. So it came to pass after the desire to dedicate this sanctuary, this Mishkan, came to pass. It should be a time of great joy. But we know that when Aharon is called and his sons, that two of his sons, Nadav and Avihu, that those two sons will rush forward and present a tragic moment in Jewish history in which their desire to show themselves off, according to major interpreters, their egotistical or egocentric notions bring their own destruction and great tragedy. That, however, is the foreground and the background of the conversation that I wish to have with you today. Because it's Vayihi. What can be our succor? What can be that which keeps us going when we know that there is going to be such destruction? Moshe calls to Aaron and calls to his sons. As it turns out, the sons are not going to be Nadav Avihu. They were the ones who are supposed to take his place, but will be the other sons who will take the place. But even that approaches, but is only the background and the foreground for the conversation. It's the last term that is normally forgotten, Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Israel. And the elders of Israel become very important in terms of Jewish consciousness. For that, I wish to take you to the Midrash. And the Midrash talks about Zignei Yisrael, and it quotes one of the greatest elders of Israel of all time, one of the greatest teachers of all time, any group of rabbis. We would list him as one of the top 10, one of the top 5, one of the top 3. Don't ask me who the other ones are. It was Zignei Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself said, Nimshalu Yisrael la'of, that Israel is compared to a bird. Ma ha'of hazeh eno poreach, b'lo k'mafayim, kach Yisrael ein yicholim la'asot davar chutz me'ziknehem. Just as a bird cannot fly without wings, so to Israel, the people of Israel, are not able to do anything unless they're not able to move, they're not able to go anywhere, unless they are supported by their wings, and the wings refer to Zignei Yisrael. This becomes a metaphor for what Zignei Yisrael are, what the elders of Israel are. Those are the ones who lift up B'nai Yisrael. Those are the ones who cause them to fly, cause them able to soar spiritually and materially, are able to have vision and able to bring them from mundane existence to sublime ontology, just understanding and being part of divine being itself. They're the ones who are able to give practical life to soar downwards and to touch the earth, but able to soar upwards in order to go to the skies and go to the heavens. And it's very important how, of course, the Midrash picks this up, because the successors to Moshe and to Aharon, and successors to his children, Aharon's children, of the whole tribe of Levi, of those who served in a ministering fashion and those who served in a more direct fashion, the successors became, of course, Zikney Yisrael, became the elders of Israel. In the Torah itself, the elders of Israel seemingly play a not crucial role. The roles seem to be taken over by kingship and by priesthood. But it's the point of this Midrash to say, no. It's a dedication of a Mishkan, the ultimate Mishkan, the Mishkan that we build in our communities, the Mishkan that we build in our hearts, the Mishkan we build in creating a Jewish people. It's the Zignei Yisrael we must turn to. And so let's say, Rabbi Akiva says, Israel may be compared to a bird. You know, a bird is unable to fly without wings, so too are Israel unable to do anything without their elders. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, and it's a small section of Midrash, and I'd like to read it with you and comment, and then come to some conclusions. Great thing is to be a Talmid Chacham, to be a Chacham, they who possess scholarship. If they're old, they are beloved, the age seems to work with their being a Talmid Chacham, being a scholar. If they are young, their usefulness is a secondary factor. They're not loved because they're young and bright, the shining hero. They're really loved because they're already zakenim. They're already elders. Shimon Bar Yochai taught, great student of Rabbi Akiva, not in one passage nor in merely two passages do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, accorded honor to the elders. But in many places we see, so it's not just an occasion here that he calls forth the elders. The elders here are not just background. That's one or two places that God gave honor to the elders. El Bakama Makamot. Certain places, for example, regarding the Sneh, at the burning bush, the epiphany there. Lechvasafta Zikvei Yisrael, Moses is charged. You gather together the elders of Israel, B'Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And then later on with their Batato Zikvei Yisrael, and you should go forward, you with the Zikvei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, to Pharaoh. And at Sinai, at there, the great revelation at Sinai. Aleo El Hashem Atov Aharon Nadav Avihu, the Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. You should go up, you and Aaron, Nadav Avihu. They had great promise. This is before the tragedy. And the 70 elders of Israel, or 70 of the elders of Israel. In the Midbar, in the desert experience, we see in Bamidbar Yiralf, Asfali Shivimish, gather to me, or for my purpose, 70 people. But Ohel Moed, there at the tent of dedication, the tent of meeting, It says Zignei Yisrael, and the Zignei Yisrael are also called together. And Shimon Bar Yochai goes further, and he says, so too, in the time to come, the Latid Lavo, Kosh Baruch Hu will give honor to the elders. And here is what the psukim that he cites. V'chafra ha'levana u'busha ha'chama u'kativ k'neged zikanav kavod. That it says, the moon shall be confounded, the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders shall be glory. That the ultimate glory will not be there for the presumption of the rites in the Mishkan, but of the elders. And who are the elders? Those who teach and study Torah. And so therefore, they're not background people. They're not extras on the Hollywood lot. They're not there just to observe what takes place. In the end, according to the Midrash, it's the Shivim Zakenim. It's the Shivim Zakenim who are the ones who give Bnei Yisrael wings. What does that mean? What's the purpose there? The kingship is there to rule. Kingship is to put in place. Kingship is there to make decisions. Kingship is there to actually even effectively, lead into battle, lead into public policy. There's a place for kings. The priests, Kohanim, of course, are glory to God, and the glory that they have, and the Levites is that they serve totally dedicated. They represent the klal, they represent the community. But the Zakenim do something else. The Zakenim are those who make each individual into a king and into a priest. The Zakenim, if they're able to give wings to klal Yisrael, enable each one of them to be empowered to fly and to soar. That, of course, is the promise of the entire Torah. That's why in the end, the glory will go to the elders. And of course, this section finishes with one or two beautiful visions. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Reuven, send the name of Rabbi Hanina. That La'atid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, I have to give you the direct Hebrew on this, and said, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu imnot lo yeshiva shel zakinim mishalo. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs his own yeshiva, his own Beit Midrash of Zakenim. Because the Pasuk says, Ki melech Hashem tzvakot behar tzion u'b'yushalayim v'neged zakenav kavod. Neged zakenim en kasiv, kan eled neged zakenav. The verse that we said before, that we have quoted about the glory that will take place, it doesn't say the glory will take place before elders, but before it says zakenav, before his elders. His Zakenim, and the notion of Zakenim means God doesn't have an elder, yet God is no one's older than God. Elder Zakenim always refers to teachers, teaches the Torah. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is part of the yeshiva. When he appoints yeshiva, it's not so just that his Torah can be heard, but it's the fact that he could be there in dialogue, he can be there in creating Torah with the Zakenim himself. And the rabbis accept this. Rav Avin says that Rabbi Shmuel, Holy One, blessed be He, in the time to come, will sit as in a goren, like a courtroom, like a threshing floor. And in fact, the Sanhedrin tells us, the Mishnah tells us, the Sanhedrin, the great court, which was not just a court, it was an academy, it was a yeshiva, it was a legislative branch. It was like the Supreme Court, together with Harvard Law School, whatever law school you went to, together merged with the Senate and the Congress, all together, in which legislation, in which study, and in which the promulgation all takes place together, they were in the formation of a semicircular goren, a threshing floor. So, which is, or like a courtroom, but the court is really on the basis of the threshing floor. So what? So that the members of the court could see one another. They all could see each other. It wasn't the fact of one person sitting in front. Sanhedrin chachatzi goren agula kadesh yiru zeh et zeh. Amar Shlomo, Shlomo says, Ani chamitei mitzumtzam biyegehon. And there Shlomo says, I saw him, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, confined in the midst of them. In other words, we look around, And it wasn't directly you could see God, but God was one member of the group. What a vision of Torah. Not of Torah, some sacramental, salvic, remedy, which could be offered up by priests and accepted by God. Not Torah just as a legislative fiat, given by a king. But Torah is emerging from the debates and the dialogue, the heat and the fire and the coolness of logical thought that emerges from a Beit Midrash. Kosh Baruch Hu is one amongst them. Kosh Baruch Hu, as it were, subjects himself to the study of his own Torah with other Zakenim. And therefore, we talk about the dedication, and we talk about Shemini, and we talk about what will give survival to the Jewish people. In the end, it's not survival through kingship of Moshe, per se. It's not even the survival through priesthood of Aaron, per se, even though these are great and glorious parts of our consciousness and parts of our history and parts of our worship and our liturgy. But it's really the case of Moshe as the teacher. And here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the student, as the one who gathers together as a fellow student, as a colleague. And therefore that is Kenafayim. And that I think is really the last part that we need to say. Just as we say that the Zakenim are the ones, the elders, the teachers are the ones that give Israel wings that empower them to be able to soar, to be able to land, to be able to go up high, to absorb materiality and spirituality at the same time. So too we could say, is that really is the definition of what a Zaken is, what a true teacher is? If a true teacher acts only by fiat, if a teacher acts only in some salvic, supernatural remedy, then the teacher is acting as a king and the teacher is acting as a kohen, but the teacher is not acting as a zakein. The zakein is there, even Kosh Baruch Hu desires to be in such a yeshiva in which mind is pitted against mind, in which people work to sharpen each other, in which people work to actually aid each other and to work together to build and create more and more meaning. This is why the term vayehi, which could refer to the fact that great disasters forebode and it came to pass. And we know this with the death of Nineveh Avihu after their tragic actions. Vayehi could also refer to the joy of the fact that Am Yisrael, people of Israel, are not orphans, that in every generation, scholars and great scholars and wonderful scholars emerge. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcasts are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.